Hello, everybody. Welcome back. We had a little break due to Shavuos. Now we, Be'ez Hashem, are going to be continuing learning through Sha'ar Mitzvah. We're in the middle of the form of Tefillah called Kriya, and this is the eighth Shir, the eighth Dvar Musar on Kriya. Now, there's a fascinating approach to Tefillah where we... This needs to be understood, important to investigate. So let's begin with a bracha we say in Shemoneh Esrei every day, Refeinu. We daven that Hashem should heal the sick people, and we end off, Refei Chayle Ami Yisrael. We refer to Hashem as the healer of the sick people in Yisrael. Now, that's something that needs to be understood, because Hashem heals everyone. When we say Asher Yotzar, we correctly refer to Hashem as Rofei Kalbasar. Hashem heals all living creatures. Hashem gives life to all of us, every Jew and non-Jew alike. And equally, as we say in Bar Nefashos, Hashem is Lahachyos Nefesh Kol Chai. He gives life to all the living. So in what way is Hashem the healer of the nation of Israel, Roifei Chole Ami Yisrael, specifically? This demonstrates an important aspect to Tefillah. Tefillah is a method to relate to Hashem and communicate with Him. It's an expression of our betachen and His ability to do all and everything. But Tefillah could also be viewed as simple hishtadlus. And this means like this: when we are faced with a problem, we try various different forms of ishtablis. Someone gets sick. So what will a person do first? He'll try to remedy himself. He'll take over-the-counter drugs, rest up, drinking a lot, so that the body's natural disease-fighting mechanism should kick in and defeat the illness. And if that doesn't work, then a person will go to a doctor and get whatever treatment they can get from the doctor. When we daven to Hashem, we recognize that Hashem gives life to all living things and we're living by His will. But there's another aspect to Tefillah, because Hashem is also an expert doctor. Just as He can do everything, He can heal just as a doctor heals. We're asking Hashem to intervene and treat us just as we would try to get an appointment with a top doctor and beg him to take us on as a patient. Someone who's in dire financial straits will try to get an appointment by a wealthy man to get a loan. Hashem has all the money in the world, so we will try the same with Hashem. There's a measure of simple ishtadlus when davening, simply asking Hashem to employ the abilities He has as a doctor or a wealthy person or a powerful person to intercede on our behalf. This is the difference between what we say in Asher Yotzar and what we say in Refa'enu. In Asher Yotzar, we're referring to Hashem as the creator of all living things and the one who gives them life. In this respect, His Rofei Kalbasar. But in Shemoneh Esrei, we're approaching to Hashem as our Father, our benefactor, and asking Him, Hashem, You are our personal doctor. Please take us on as a patient and heal us. You're an expert healer. You are Rofei Chole Ami Yisrael, the head doctor of Klal Yisrael, so to speak. And this is the simple and beautiful understanding of the pasuk in the Torah, where Hashem addresses Klal Yisrael and says, "Ani Hashem Roifecha." I am Hashem. Right after Yetzias Mitzrayim, He says, "Ani Hashem Roifecha." You don't have to be afraid of Kol Hamachla Shesamtu B'Mitzrayim La'asam Alecha. Ani Hashem Roifecha. I am Hashem, your doctor. Think of a patient waiting in a room, and then the doctor knocks on the door and says, "Hello, I am Dr. So-and-so. I am your doctor today." That's exactly what Hashem was describing Himself as. Ani Hashem Refecha. That's Rufi Chole Am Yisrael. And this approach in Tefillah is very important, and it's distinct from davening to Hashem as creator of the world. Both types of Tefillah are essential, and both are necessary. We don't know which kind of Tefillah will work. And we need to relate to Hashem on all levels. Sometimes davening as a hishtadlus is the answer. Sometimes appealing to Elohim as the creator of the world is the answer. But we need to understand what we're doing when we're engaging in each unique form of tefillah.